This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I'm preparing this class fitna, the tafsir of Surah Ali Imran. I'm reading and I'm thinking and whatever, and I come across something I want to share with you. Here's a thought for today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the story of the wife of Imran. إِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطَنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And when the wife of Imran said that, "I have dedicated what is growing in my womb to you, Ya Allah, accept it from me, you are the one who hears all, who knows all." What's happening here? Hannah, who's the wife of Imran, she wanted to dedicate her child, a male, which she was expecting, to protect the masjid, to pray in it, to perfume it, to clean it, to sanctify it, and you know, no restrictions, no issues, yani, you know, not having to worry about awrah and covering and this, that, whatever. And so just generally going to be a better deal for the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then what happens? فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى. And when she gave birth, she said, "My Lord, I've given birth to a baby girl, to a girl." But Allah says, but Allah knew what she gave birth to. And the male is not like the female. That's what I want to focus on. The male is not like the female. You see, this statement made by Hannah is a statement of disappointment. It's clear. She's like thinking, oh, you know, what my intentions and what, you know, objectives I had. And now I've given birth to a girl. In our culture, that doesn't cut it. You know, who's going to be able to service the masjid, yani, you know, like a male. And it's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "I know what you gave birth to, and the male is not like the female." Now hold on, the majority of scholars, they actually read this verse as a kind of like a praise for the male, just like yani Hannah herself was, you know, saying that the male is the real, you know, the A game, and then obviously the B game is a girl because she can't get the job done. But if that was the case, then why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَلَيْسَ الْأُنْثَى كَذَكَرْ, that the female is not like the male, because she gave birth to a female, so then say the female is not like the male. But in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the exact opposite. He said, وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى, that the male is not like the female. And when you compare two things, when the second thing which is being compared to is always better in Arabic language and in English. It's like, you know, Tesco's chocolate cereal is not like Coco Pops, right? Coco Pops is far better. You know, value ice cream is not like Haagen-Dazs, right? Small Dixie chicken burger is not like a Kansas chicken burger with double cheese, right? Ronaldo is not like Messi. Klay Thompson is not like Steph Curry. Here's the easy one. Liverpool is not like Man United. وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى, and male is not, the male is not like the female. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like saying to her, in actual fact, despite everyone reading the opposite, Allah is saying, not only are they different, but he doesn't reach the level of a female. And in actual fact, I'm going to show you, Hannah, how incredible this female that you have given birth to is. I'm going to make her the greatest woman that's ever lived. And it's going to be Maryam. And she's going to give birth to one of the greatest of all creation ever, Isa alayhi salam. Have some of that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, "I've accepted this from you bi qubulin hasan," in the verse after. And you know, I just want to say that it was a brilliant result for her. She didn't expect it. Her culture didn't, you know, teach her that. She had certain belief, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed that belief, showed her and proved to her how brilliant women can be. And you know, men and women, they're the same. Okay, what only differentiates men and women is how they exceed their own restrictions. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum," that the best of you, the most noble of you, are those who are most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking about Him and conscious of Him all the time. Have the most taqwa, basically, right? And we're so desperate to kind of, you know, support our side, you know, fight for the team. Men are better, women are better. You know, there are verses which are very clear, which differentiate between male, female roles and state what is better each time. But this is not one of those verses. And I just think that, you know, men and women, you know, there's a lot of tension between them when it comes to the ideological level and rights and so on and so forth and society today at the moment as well. And frankly, women are abused in society. you know, it is a very male-dominated society. They get abused emotionally, psychologically, just their rights taken away, every single level. And there's something that scholars themselves have a responsibility to deal with. And we gotta look to ourselves and make sure that we don't mansplain the Quran and the Deen, or sheikhsplain the Quran and Deen in a dismissive way, where we read our own male bias and culture into it. And I'm not saying all culture is wrong. Okay, because even in Hannah's culture, she believed that the male was going to be better. Okay, it's a female who's speaking, isn't it? And she felt that a male would do the job better. But I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes we don't need to try so hard to change the narrative. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a verse for the women. And you see, when women lose hope in the religion and those interpreting the religion for them, and they don't see that the religion is defending them and their rights and sticking up for them, then they're going to go somewhere else. And that's why we have them going to man-made movements like liberalism, secularism, and feminism. And there's no doubt that these movements, they do support the rights of women and they feel empowered therein. But of course, they're not recognizing that they're getting a lot more besides. They are, you know, it's an insidious reality where they're told other things and they're made to believe in other realities as well, which are completely against Islam and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defined for the female. And then we get into a major aqidah problem, and as you can see that so often. But anyway, we'll talk about that later in class. The point here is this is a verse for the women and not for the men, like everyone understood. Okay, وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُوا كَالْأُنْثَى. Your cereal, your cheap value cereal is not like the full real deal Cocoa Pops. The male is not like the female. Kamal al-Makki is not like AE. See you guys in Fitna. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.